No, that isn't the kind of music I picked up from my father. That isn't the kind of music that reminds me of my father. My father, may he rest in peace, died in 1979 at the age of 81. My mother describes herself as tone deaf. And in fact, I've never heard my mother in her entire life put on a piece of music. My father was the person who played music on a gramophone at home. And my father's great favourite, one of my father's great favourites, and the one I suppose more than any other that I'll think of him, is Percy French. Now, who's Percy French? Well, you all know Percy French songs. You all do. You may not realise it, but who wrote "Are You Right There, Michael, Are You Right?" Yeah, who wrote that? Percy French. Who wrote "The Mountains of Mourne Flow Down to the Sea"? Percy French. Who wrote "Fill the Fluter's Ball"? Percy French. Who wrote "Slattery's Mounted Foot"? Percy French. Who wrote "Kitty Gallagher"? Who wrote, you know, I could go on. And you can basically Google the whole lot of them. This extraordinary man, who I knew absolutely nothing about as a child, wrote wonderful songs, was Irish from County Roscommon, educated in Derry, went to Trinity College. He was an extraordinary guy, and he was once brought to court by the West Clare Railway Company, and the West Clare Railway Company sued him for the song "Are You Right There, Michael, Are You Right?" He took the piss out of basically the railway in that song, and they brought him to court, and he arrived late in court for a libel hearing. Right. And then he was asked by the judge for, you know, why he was late. He said, "Your Honour," I quote, "I travelled by the West Clare Railway." West Clare Railway, by the way, used to run from Limerick to, through the west of Clare. And it certainly ran as far as Kilrush, and I think it might have gone on to Kilkee. But my father loved the music of Percy French, and I heard an awful lot of it when I was young. And the song I'm going to play you is one that is never was quite my own favourite. My own favourite was Slattery's Mounted Foot, basically, because I could remember the first four lines of it. And I am right now, but hold on a second. I can pause it. Do you want me to do something for you?
No, I need to talk to you.
Okay, just a second. Whoops, that little hiccup was the arrival of my daughter. Now back to my father. My father's particular favourite was a song by Percy French called "Abdul Abulbul Amir." It was actually written in 1877. I didn't know that till I checked it out. It was written during the Russo-Turkish War. And it was a poem, really, in the first place. And it was later put to music. But my father used to recite bits of this. He wasn't really a singer, but he did recite them, and he loved sitting in the drawing room of his house, our house, and playing them. So, "Abdul Abulbul Amir" by Percy French. Now, whose version am I going to play for you? Unfortunately, I haven't got Percy French's own version, so I've picked somebody who bridges my father and me. And that guy is Frank Ifield. Now, hardly any of you will have a clue who Frank Ifield is. I expect the bold McColgan in Scotland knows exactly who Frank Ifield is and remembers him from the song which was top of the charts called "I Remember You." Frank Ifield, 1962, "I Remember You." Now, here is Frank Ifield's version of "Abdul Abulbul Amir" for my father, Frank Omani, born 1898, died 1979.
sons of the prophet are brave men and bold, and quite unaccustomed to fear. And the bravest and bold was a man, I am told, called Abdol-Abul-Bolamir. Now heroes were plenty and well known to fame in the troops that were led by the Tsar. And the bravest of fame was a man by the name of Ivan Skavinsky-Skavar. He could imitate Irving, play poker and pool, and strum on a Spanish guitar. In fact, quite the cream of the Muscovite team was Ivan Skavinsky-Skavar. One day this bold Russian had shouldered his gun and walked down the streets with a sneer. Downtown he did go where he trod on the toe of Abdol-Abul-Bolamir. Young man, quoth Abdul, has your life grown so dull that you wish to end your career? While infidel, no, you have trod on the toe of Abdol-Abul-Bolamir. So take your last look at the sunshine and brook and send your regrets to the Tsar. By this I imply you are going to die, Count Ivan Skavinsky-Skavar. Said Ivan, my friend, your remarks in the end will avail you by little, I fear. For you ne'er will survive to repeat them alive, Mr. Abdol-Abul-Bolamir. They fought all that night, neath the moon shining bright. The battle was heard from afar. The police came in time to exchange a last line with Abdul and Skavinsky-Skavar. Now a tomb rises up where the blue Danube flows, engraved there in characters clear. A stranger, when passing, please pray for the soul of Abdol-Abul-Bolamir. A Muscovite maiden her lone vigil keeps neath the light of the pale polar star. And the name that she murmurs so oft as she weeps is Ivan Skavinsky-Skavar.
Oh, and the reason I play that tiny bit of Gracie Slick, Jefferson Airplane at Woodstock in 1969, was it 1969? Yes, it was. It was August the 17th, 1969. The reason I played that is that the bold McColgan beat me to it and put that wonderful song, White Rabbit, in as his food choice for yesterday, and it gave me so much pleasure listening to that record yesterday that I thought, look, in homage to McColgan and homage to Gracie Slick, I gave you the introduction. But the key thing is that actually it bridges the gap between my father's love of Percy French and my love of the music of the 60s. Anyway, enjoy Abdol-Abul-Bolamir by Percy French, sung by Frank Ifield.